I have actually three special guests this morning, one by phone and two in the studio. So the Robo Dweebs, which is the robotics team in Two Harbors, are going to a state competition. And with me to talk about it is Jenna Udenberg, who is the adult leader of this group. I hope that's the right title. Jenna, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Yes.
And then also with me is Lily Johansson and her dad. Thanks, Lily, for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There you go. All right. So this is something that, you know, we've been hearing about the robotics teams for years now, and yet they don't necessarily get the same attention or even understanding as a lot of, you know, sports and other things that we hear about from kids. So Jenna, if you could start by sharing the history that you know of the robotics here in Two Harbors and the exciting developments for the Dweebs this year, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. So we are the Two Harbors High School Robo Dweebs, and our program has been in existence since 10 years ago, so this is our 10th season.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, and a huge shout out to Gary Sherburn. He was the whole reason why Lego Robotics was brought to Two Harbors after many years of trying to find a teacher. And he came in and he's like, hey, you must teach science or math. What do you teach? And I said, music. And I got the deer in headlights look like, wait, what?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, music brings it all together.
Uh-huh.
So we went from our first year of having four different teams, and that was crazy to start off this amazing program. So with FLL, which is considered to be first Lego League,
yep.
So first is a huge international robotics competition. And so at the Lego League level, you get four different areas that the kids are judged in. So every year it's a different theme. And so this year is called Superpowered. So they had to research and do an innovative research project, which it has to be a real-world problem, and the students have to come up with a real-world solution.
Hmm.
So for Superpowered this year, they had to research the creation, the use, the storage, and the transportation of energy and all the different ways that that could be impactful. You can choose in your region. You could choose worldwide. You know, it's a very vague topic to see what kids will come up with.
Yeah.
So then with that, they also have a mat. So every season we get anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 Legos in a box in August.
Oh.
And they get build-in directions the first week of August when the huge international launch happens. And so then they have to build a mat, which is about like an 8 by 4 foot table, full of different mission models. And this year we have 16 different mission models. So they get 2.5 minutes to program an autonomous Lego robot that can do as many missions to get as many points in the 2.5 minutes. And then with that, they also have to do a robot presentation. Why did they design the robot they did? What missions did they choose and why? How do they work as a team is a huge core values. That's the fourth component of their judging. And so they have 6 core values that not only do they have to know, they have to love them, learn them,
yeah,
and demonstrate them. So it's about teamwork and discovery and inclusion. And Lily can help me because it's the morning.
Innovation.
Fun.
Innovation.
There you go.
Innovation. Good one. What else, Lily? I mean, this sounds really neat. Jenna, I think you did a wonderful job. Yeah, Lily, go ahead. Tell us what it means to you.
So I think we got all 5 of them or 6 of them.
Yep.
So, yeah, core values is kind of just a thing that we do, and it's really a way that we work together as a team, and we do fun games with it during practice, and it's really a way that we practice being a team.
Well, I have to say I have seen the different robotics groups in the schools at various times, and it just always seems like people are just having a lot of fun. I always see smiles and laughter and also sort of concentration. Lily, share your history of this. When did you first get involved with robotics?
I got into robotics last year when I was in 6th grade. And it was really fun. Last year we only had 4 people or 5 people, and now we have 10.
Well, so you're growing fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what did you think of this year's challenge around, pretty much endlessly huge topic, but also endlessly amazing and relevant topic. So where did you go with it?
We went with underground power lines because our teammate Spencer is always complaining about how power lines are so unreliable and how he hates power lines.
I agree. And they're also ugly.
Yes. So we learned about power lines, and then we somehow got into underground lines, and we learned about how when the ground shifts, how they can sometimes snap.
Oh, yes.
In like half.
They have their hazards, too.
Yes. So we decided to put a chemical called sodium acetate into underground power lines so that when the ground starts to shift because, like, frost shifts, then the chemical will heat up because it's really cold, and it will, warming up the ground, so hopefully the ground won't shift and break the line in half.
So you sort of came up with a preventative. So your problem was the snapping underground lines, and your
yes.
solution was this chemical that you're going to put in the ground or in the actual line?
In the underground power line.
In the line itself.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then this idea and this presentation of this idea is what you took to the regional competition?
Yes, and we're also taking it to our state competition.
Okay. And so how many teams were in the regional competition?
Was it 15, Miss Hugh?
There was 11 in each division, so there's 22 at Hermantown in the beginning of December. And
okay.
when we head to state, there'll be 66 teams representing all of the state of Minnesota.
Whoa.
And from there, then there'll be 3 advancing teams. So one team will head off to Worlds down in Houston, Texas, and another team will get to go to Razorback Invitational in Arkansas, and the third team, or whichever team chooses, we'll get to go to California to the Western Edge Invitational. So lots of
wow.
very cool, exciting opportunities for 3 of the top teams in our state.
Okay. Wow. And have the Dweebs ever been to the state before, Lily?
Yeah, we were there last year.
Okay, so you kind of know what you're getting into a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you excited about it?
Yes, I'm very excited and also a little nervous.
Yes. So what's it going to be like? Walk us through. Probably do you go down the night before and then?
Yeah, so okay. we go down the night before and we go into the hotel and we will practice all of our presentations and everything. And then we'll go in the pool and swim.
Of course.
Because that's a fun thing.
Yes.
And then we'll wake up the next morning, we'll eat breakfast at the hotel, and then we'll head to our competition.
And once you walk in the door, what do? You find your area?
We find our pit table because there's a pit. It's normally last year was in a gym, and there's a bunch of tables, and we each got our own table that we could like leave our stuff at. And some teams put up like posters about this is what we've done since regionals, and this is about our team, and so they sometimes show off like the robot.
Okay.
And then we'll do robot game, which is the map with all the mission models, and we'll do 3 rounds of that. We'll have our project presentation. And then we'll have our design presentation. And then we could also go back to callbacks. We'll call us back into the room with the judges, and we'll do our presentation again. And we'll get asked harder questions.
Oh, my goodness. So the pressure builds as the day goes on.
Yes.
And how much of it is like a time crunch? Like you have to be quick thinking on your feet. Do you have time to think things through?
Sometimes, depending on how much time you have in between, like, presentations
yeah.
and game and the robot game. Sometimes if we have enough time, we'll go over our script and go through our presentation. And sometimes we'll just have to run there and just do it off of memory.
Yeah. And, like, if you just get a really hard question, you don't know the answer, do you just say, I don't know, or do you sort of hazard a guess?
Sometimes we ask them to rephrase the question so that
good idea.
Maybe they say in adult talk where middle schoolers might not understand.
Yeah.
So I might have to break it down for a middle schooler. And sometimes we just fake it till we make it.
It sounds really high intensity and high energy. Jenna, what else do you have to add to this?
Yeah, kind of as a follow-up. So this year is our first year being back fully in person. Last year when Lily was on the team at State, they had to do it in waves, so that way they'd have half the students there. So this will be the first year since 2020 when the team went like 2 weeks before the world shut down. So the whole team, even though we do have some veterans that have been on the team for 3 years, this will be the first time that all 10 students have ever been to a full all-day, it's like a 13-hour day, state competition.
Wow.
And so, and we do have 2 high school mentors. So of the 2 mentors, one of them is the only one that's ever seen a full state all day event. So yeah, it's, from 7:30 when the doors open until about 1:30, because we just got the schedule yesterday. The kids are just high-impact, going to the next thing, and like Lily said, just prepping for each thing as you're walking down the hall and all of that. And then, like she said, in addition to callbacks, if you are the top team of your division, so you have to be the top of the 8 teams that you're competing against,
yeah,
then all of those top teams are called back into a room with all of the head judges. So now instead of sitting in front of 2 to 3 judges, you're sitting in front of like 6 to 8 judges.
Huh.
And so they're just rapid-firing questions after questions to pick the trophy winners of those areas. Well, callbacks are happening, the other set of divisions, because there'll be 6 divisions, they are in what we call head-to-head. So you take every robot, and it's kind of like the Sweet 16 of basketball.
Uh-huh.
So it's just quickly, you know, knocking the next team off. And so then you get down to the finals. And we find that the end of the day, the award ceremony will happen around 6 p.m. And all of the day's events will be on the High Tech Kids Twitch channel. So anybody that's listening that wants to check in on the Robot Dweebs, you get to see all the robot games all day long, as well as the award ceremony at 6 p.m. And that's on Sunday, February 12th, just before the Super Bowl. So check out the sport of the mind before the sport of the gridiron.
Oh, that's a good way to remember. And then tell us again how, like, those of us up in Two Harbors can watch this.
Yeah, so if you go to twitch.com and you type in High Tech Kids, or I believe it's like twitch.com/HTK. We will have the link on our RoboDweebs Facebook page as well, so you can follow us throughout the day, and you can find that link on our Facebook page.
Good to know. That sounds really amazing. Lily, what would you say is what you are most excited about this? Like, what skill or trait do you have that, like, what is it about you that loves this? What are you good at?
I'm really good at making presentations.
Okay.
So, and documenting things. And then since we were working with underground power lines, we've been doing a lot of science experiments with our chemical sodium acetate. And I really love science, so that's something I love about this.
Yeah, that's really, really fun. And I'll mention, too, that your dad is here. Bob, what would you say, you've been watching this now as a parent, do you have anything you want to add to what's going on with this, what you enjoy about it?
Well, I appreciate that the kids are learning to get along, and they're public speaking in front of these judges, and they're leading their groups, and it's just really good for them.
Yeah, it seems like the learning to... It's almost like a reiteration of the old speech class something. I mean, you are definitely learning to think on your feet and innovate, like even in your own mind as it's going on. It sounds really exciting. What else have I forgot to ask about this? This is really fun to hear about. Jenna, do you have any other comments about this? Obviously, you've been doing this for a while now, and I'm guessing it's somewhat inspiring to you, too.
Yeah, it's amazing every year. You know, we do a recruitment camp in June, so people that might be listening and have kids or grandkids that are thinking about this, it's a 6th through 10th grade program, depending on when the students turn age 14, because that's an international rule.
Okay.
So we start, you know, spring of the year before, just because there's so much to learn, and especially for our, what we call rookies, our first-year people, you know, when you have 4 different areas and robots and programming and coding and teamwork and just all of it, it's a lot. But we start with recruitment camp in June, and then the official kickoff is in August. And so what I love is you take all these kids that maybe know each other or know of each other or are complete strangers, and by the end of our season, we're always kind of like a happy little fun or dysfunctional family.
Yeah, right. Like,
and
more like siblings.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just so great and rewarding to watch these kids become better human beings. You know, because they really embrace the core values, and even when there's frustrating practices or there's things that we just don't understand or communication, like with our large team, this is the largest we can have with 10 this year, just working on, you know, how does everybody function under stress? How do people communicate? When communication shuts down, what do we need to do as a team? So kind of like Bob said, all of these lifelong lessons are just preparing these kids for the real world and the adult world, but in a fun, at their level way. And so I'm just so inspired to see, you know, former RoboDweebs coming back and checking in on the Facebook page and, you know, giving a shout out to current teams and that kind of stuff, because it just really makes a huge impact on the legacy that those previous teams have given us and the legacy that this current team is creating throughout the whole season, not just when we're competing.
Right.
But it's more important of what we learn than what we win. And, yeah, I'm just always proud of every teammate that comes along our way.
Yeah. I mean, when I think about, you know, any group of 10 trying to be, you know, coherent and produce, you know, I've done enough school projects and heard about enough school projects to know that, you know, just what a challenge that is. And, yeah, I think that it just sounds amazing. When during the year, how often does this, Lily, how often do you meet after school?
We meet Wednesdays and Fridays.
Okay.
And then sometimes before state and now we started doing Mondays, too, after school.
Okay. I'm guessing there are probably rules and regulations about how much you can meet or how big your group can be. And so you just...
Not really for how much you meet. So
Having
Fridays off, that's a huge, huge thing for us. And we were actually able to host a scrimmage before state with a local Duluth team.
Oh.
So we have a team from Hermantown and three from Duluth that'll also be going to state with us.
Oh, wow. Okay, one more question. I have so many questions, but our time is running out. Lily, do you bond with the other teams when you're down there? Like, is it all very friendly or?
Yeah, so we call this gracious professionalism. So you want to win, obviously, but it's not like basketball or hockey where like you're going down and smack talking the other person.
Right.
We all want everybody to do their best.
So probably at the end, there's lots of friendliness and congratulations and everyone's happy
yes.
for the winner. And
there's lots of cheering for the other team. When we did our, our scrimmage, we were screaming at the top of our lungs, cheering each other on. It was very fun.
Oh, wow. Well, this has been really a treat to hear about. I'm speaking with Jenna Unenberg and Lily Johansson and her dad here on KTWH, and certainly all of Two Harbors will, hopefully with more listeners from this interview, will be following you, Lily, when you go down there, and we will love to hear from you when you get back, too, about how you do. So thank you so much for being on with us, all of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, yeah.
All right. That was Jenna Unenberg and Lily Johansson.